Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. The Porsche Carrera Cup North America on IMSA Radio.
Let's get straight to Jeremy Shaw, who has the grid for race two this weekend.
Yeah, good morning. This is round six, of the Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by the Cayman Islands. We've got 32 cars on the starting grid. Should have had 33, but unfortunately Conor Flynn crashed on Friday in practice. That car unrepairable for the weekend. So we've got 14 Pro cars, 12 Pro Ams and 6 Am cars, all running, of course, the same Porsche 992. Starting at the back, row 16, Craig Conway for Irish Mikes Racing in car number 97. And Kelly Moss Racing's Joseph Lombardo in car number 92. Row 15, Grady Willingham for Goldcrest Motorsports in car number 21. And Lawrence Hindemith's teammate, or one of his teammates, Dominic Lecoeur in car number 30. Row 14, Bill Smith for Top Racing in car number 42. Car number 32 is Kyle Washington, busy boy this weekend for GMG Racing. Row 13, Richard Edge is the number 18 ACI Motorsports entry, alongside Thomas Collingwood, car number 69 for BGB Motorsports. Row 12, Adam Adelson, car number 24 for Premier Racing, and Wright Motorsports number 57 is John Goetz. Robert Hanley will start car number 4 for JDX Racing in the 22nd position. Alongside him is Matt Halcombe, car number 55 for Goldcrest Motorsports. Row 10, Pedro Torres, car number 16 for ACI Motorsports, and the top AM qualifier, Mark Kouame, in car number 43 for MDK Motorsports. Row 9, Michael McCann, number 8 for McCann Racing, alongside the ACI Motorsports car number 17, team principal, Kurt Swearingen. Row 8, Hutton McKenna, car number 88 for Wright Motorsports, and then the Mark Motors Racing, car number 84 for Marco Cerrone from Canada, who won the Pro-Am class yesterday. Row 7, Justin Oakes, the pole sitter yesterday, faded badly with his tyres in the closing stages. He will start number 47 car for Nola Sport in the 14th position, alongside Efren Castro in car number 65 for Kelly Moss. Castro's teammate on the pole position, effectively, for Pro-Am, 12th on the grid in car number 99, that's Alan Metney. In front of him is all the Pro cars in 11th position, car number 77 for Top Racing, that's Travis Wiley. Row 5, Varun Choksi for Wright Motorsports in car number 13, alongside the ACI Motorsports car number 81, Grant Torquay. Row 4, TJ Fisher, car number 58, Top Racing, alongside a 311 RS Motorsport car number 11, Dimitri DeMarcos. Row 3, Michael McCarthy, one of three racing for children's Kelly Moss entries, that's car number 7, alongside Lee Keane, car number 12 for 311 RS Motorsport. He was DQ'd after yesterday's race because the car was below the minimum ride height, so he lost his fourth position points. Row 2 of the grid, Kai Van Berle, the championship leader for Kelly Moss in car number 3. Trenton Estep, yesterday's pole sitter, will line up third in car number 6 for MDK Motorsports. And on the front row, Parker Thompson, yesterday's race winner for JDX Racing in car number 9. And the pole sitter, for the first time in his Porsche Carrera Cup North America career, car number 53 for Kelly Moss, is Riley Dickinson from Texas.
Thank you, Jeremy. So the stranglehold of Kai van Berle at least as far as the pole has been broken. He had three out of the four fastest laps as well. He's going to have to do a bit of work here. Lee Keane starting out of position, Jeremy, for a ride height infraction there. Explain what that means to the assembled multitudes.
Yeah, actually, it doesn't affect his grid position for today.
Ah.
He lost all his race lap times from yesterday, but the grid positions for today's race are set by either the fastest lap from yesterday's race or the second fastest lap for each driver during the qualifying session, which took place on Friday. And I think all of the cars set their best times for the grid on Friday. So he will be able to maintain that fifth starting position today in car number 12. That's Lee Keane.
So we are about to get underway for the, what is it, the sixth race of this 2022 season. It's been a great success. First time these new Porsche 992 Cup cars have been at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca. And they were very quick yesterday, both in qualifying and the race. In fact, the pole sitting time from Trenton Estep in the qualifying session would have put him ninth in the full GTD field in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, which, when you consider that these are only Cup cars, they aren't GT3 cars, although they do have in the North American Carrera Cup Series, presented by visitcaymanislands.com, they do have the option of ABS, with some of the other championships don't have. But even so, that is a very quick car indeed. Now, I don't normally say that, but if you're listening only on radio, you have my leave to tune away. And on imsaradio.com, there's a live video button, or you can get us directly from imsa.com as well. No subscriptions, it's all free, no blocks or breaks. We're going racing with Porsches next.
The Porsche Carrera Cup North America on IMSA Radio.
It's a beautiful California day. What else do we expect when we come racing at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca? Good morning, everybody. Coming up to 25 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning, and the enthusiastic fans who have come out earlier are about to have their ears massaged by the wonderful sound of flat six Porsche racing engines. We're just outside Monterey on the road up to Salinas, California, and it's a 2.25 mile circuit that is steeped in history. WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca, 11 corners that bear the names of some real greats in American motor racing. The Andretti hairpin, the rear hull straight, of course, the world-famous corkscrew at turns 8 and 8A. Our action areas today, well, that will be the braking area into turn 2. We saw some outstanding overtaking manoeuvres there. We even saw some side-by-side passes through turn 6 heading up the hill, which is not something we normally see. And people stayed out of the dirt as well. This is a it's been a very interesting weekend so far. The out-and-out leader of the championship and the man who's dominated so far has seen his stranglehold broken. That's Kai van Berlo. He'd won all four races before we came into this weekend for Kelly Moss Racing, Road and Race. He will start on the outside of the second row. Ahead of him, Trenton Estep, who set the fastest time in qualifying for yesterday's race. He'll start alongside on the inside of row two. And the front row, JDX Racing, on is Parker Thompson for JDX Racing. And Riley Dickinson, who qualified through his second best time in that qualifying session earlier on this week. That's the number 53, another Kelly Moss Road and Race machine. Hello, everybody. I'm John Hindhoff. Jeremy Shaw is with me in the Haggerty Global Broadcast Centre, and delighted to be bringing you live, free, unblocked coverage wherever you are in the world. We know you love Porsche racing, and yesterday's was an absolute cracker. Let's just relive what went on yesterday. It was Trenton Estep who led from the start. Efren Castro, who is the defending champion in his category, was spun in traffic. Then Parker Thompson went through into the lead in the JDX Racing, the Porsche with the Shell livery. Dimitri Dimakos in the black number 11, turned around by Michael McCarthy. Marco Cerroni then went to the Pro-Am lead over Justin Oakes, who was struggling for grip at the end of the race. Mark Kovami won the AM category in the number 43. But overall, at the front of the field, there was no stopping Parker Thompson, the Canadian, taking victory yesterday. Question is, can Thompson do it from the outside of the front row today, Jeremy? That was a cracking race. And what we saw yesterday is that you really do have to look after the tyres early on. The Michelin tyres are very good. This is a difficult surface to set the car up for. It doesn't have a lot of grip, which means the cars move around. And Justin Oakes, well, he suffered from that yesterday. He was bossing the Pro-Am at Championship, finished well down, didn't even get anywhere near the podium.
No, and I was chatting with him earlier this morning. He said the car was just undrivable at the end of the race. He knew about tyre degradation here before, but he didn't realise it was as bad as that. He said the last four laps he was just hanging on for life. He there was massive understeer, just could not get the car turned into the corner. Didn't really help probably that he unfortunately had to miss the test day that took place here. Right here at this track right after the Long Beach weekend. So he came in here this weekend having not driven a Porsche on Michelin tyres here at Laguna. He'd only had one season of racing previously. He did race here at WeatherTech Raceway last year in a Trans Am, but a very different car.
So on the warm-up lap behind the safety car, we mentioned the first two rows. Let's tell you about the other categories. Three different classes. The cars are the same. It's the drivers that are categorised effectively. Pro-Am is led by Alan Metney in the number 99 iFly Kelly Moss racing car. He's got Efren Castro, who's had no luck this year, in the 65, the black and purple Kelly Moss car. Behind them, Justin Oakes in the multicoloured Drone Works Nola Sport car, then Marco Cerroni, who won yesterday. In Am, Mark Kwame for MDK Motorsport is ahead of the JTX Racing at number four, the Hanley car. Then John Getz for Wright Motorsports, they're the top three. And Bill Smith in the bright orange number 42 top racing car makes up the top four. A lot of people really giving their rear Michelin tyres are working out, including Parker Thompson at the top of the corkscrew. It is early morning, track temperature sitting around 63 Fahrenheit, which is 17 Celsius. That's pretty chilly for the tyres. And in fact, just to underline that, we've had Tom Collingwood in the BGB Motorsports 69 Pro-Am car with the blue wing end plates, headlight tints and numbers. He spun around and now will have to start from the back of the field. He was supposed to be in 24th position. By the way, Hutton McKenna not starting in his Wright Motorsport number 88 Porsche after problems yesterday. 40 minutes on the clock and we are ready to go racing for the second time this weekend. Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by visitcaymanisland.com, is at WeatherTech Raceway, Laguna Seca. We are green. Riley Dickinson from pole position under extreme pressure from alongside on his right-hand side. Brilliant outbreaking manoeuvre around the outside, but the first two cars both drift wide. But Parker Thompson, the man who won yesterday and got his 2022 win account underway, has swept round the outside and in the lead behind them. Bill Smith's involved in an accident with Marco Cerroni. Cerroni's in there as well, the man who won yesterday in his category, in the Pro-Am category. Now, what was he doing all the way down there? I wonder if he's had a spin and then got taken out by, as Bill came through. That might have been two accidents. Yeah, I think it was. Cerroni spins on his own, and then Bill Smith had spun in avoidance and sort of reverses towards him, but there was no contact between those two. But Cerroni, one of the leading lights in Pro-Am, winner yesterday, he's going to have a big, big comeback drive, and we're barely 2 minutes into this one, Jeremy.
Yeah, what a great start once again there for Parker Thompson, taking advantage of all his experience on this racetrack here. Got a lot of time here in the junior open wheel categories over the years, and taking full advantage of that. A bold move around the outside line there, and Riley Dickinson did a good job, gave him just enough room. He didn't make it easy for him, but it was a super move. And Parker Thompson in the lead then for JDX Racing. You know, we've now had, 25 Porsche Carrera Cup North America races, and so far 22 of them have been run by Kelly Moss, and yesterday was the fourth win for JDX Racing. Sorry, 17 of them. Yeah, 17 of them for Kelly Moss, and yesterday was the fourth for JDX.
So at the front of the field, and Parker Thompson trying to get away. He's got 8 tenths of a second. There is a incident under review. Starts under review, that's normal. Normal procedure. The Cironi and Bill Smith incident is under review. I don't think those cars came together. I think they were two separate incidents, but that's what race control will be trying to find out. Mark Cironi started up in the 15th position. Bill Smith was down in the late 20s. So they're, I think we said actually about 24th or 25th, Bill. He came along after Cironi had already been spun around. Now, that's not to say there wasn't another car involved. I just don't think it was the 42, the bright orange, the Kung Fu car. Thompson then leading out. It was a well-judged race. We find ourselves seeing this quite a lot, Jeremy, in Porsche Carrera Cup North America. But it was a well-judged race by Parker Thompson yesterday when he got closed down by Trent and Estep. Estep was very savvy, dropped back a second and a half, cooled off his Michelin tyres and then came again, but Thompson still had something for him at the end, and he's controlling this race as well.
Indeed he is, and he was careful yesterday not to push too hard too soon. He managed that race absolutely expertly yesterday, because at one stage in the race he came under pressure from Trent and Estep, then he pulled away again towards the closing stages. So he managed it really, really nicely and came away with a really well-deserved victory. But it was that bold move on the first lap yesterday that won him that race. And is that move at the first corner today going to be decisive as well? Yesterday, the move was at turn three. This time, it was at turn two.
36 minutes to go.
Good start in Pro-Am by Efren Castro, who's into the lead of the Pro-Am class now in 12th position overall. Right behind him, also making a good start, is Justin Oakes, who was stellar yesterday, and he's already set a lap a second faster than Efren Castro in the early stages. He's absolutely flying, is Justin Oakes, in that kind of a 47 for Nola Sports. And Alan Metney, the pole sitter today, down in third position in Pro-Am.
Yeah, keep an eye on the Pro-Am cars, because there's every opportunity. They are the same specification of cars. There's every opportunity for them to climb up into the bottom end of the top 10. That's what we've been seeing. Good battle going on between Dimitri Dimakos in the black number 11. Had to have a real comeback drive after he was spun round by Michael McCarthy yesterday. Ended up down in the late 20s. Finished just outside the top 10, I think, from memory. I don't think it made any difference to his points haul in the Pro, but my goodness, he passed a lot of car to get there. Real sensation, this young man. And he's being pressed at the moment by Michael McCarthy again. So these two who came together on the track yesterday, deja vu for them. And in behind them, that's the battle for 6th and 7th, by the way. Varun Choksi for Wright Motorsport in the number 13. And then Top Racing's number 77 is Travis Wiley, man from Austin, Texas. And those four in pretty close company there. It's a little bit of a gap breaking those two into two pairs at the moment. At the front of the field, it's down to just half a second. Riley Dickinson with a 26.0 last time around against a 26.3 for Parker Thompson. I'm not reading too much into that at the moment, Jeremy. Again, these early laps, particularly I think in these cold air temperatures, are going to be really important to tyre longevity as the cars burn off some of that race fuel in the end of the race. And judging that is a real skill that these drivers are learning.
Yeah, very definitely so. The fastest lap of the race was set by Riley Dickinson on the previous lap, lap three. We now completed lap four. Just looking at the pace of yesterday's race, pretty similar. It's a couple of tenths of a second slower at this stage than was the case yesterday. But again, it's a lot cooler outside. It's I don't think it's even 50 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's pretty chilly out there. But as you already said, we can see these cars sliding around. They're already building some temperature in them. And Parker Thompson saw his car sliding twitching as he turned in to turn the 11 last time around. He's coming down the hill now, and he's definitely on the edge with that car, but Riley Dickinson is hot on his heels.
Dickinson now ramping up the pressure at turn 11 as they come round to complete lap number 5. This is a time-certain race, so the 40 minutes elapses and the checkered flag comes out after that. As we get down to the last couple of laps, we'll know exactly how many laps there are going to be. And at the moment, the lap time's very consistent at the front of the field. 26.2 from the leader, 26.0 from Dickinson, so he's taken about half a second out. New driver's door from Efren Castro, the number 65 car, or if it's not a new door, at least the wrap, the purple and black wrap, has been taken off that car after actually he's got a new rear bumper as well, so I bet it is a new door after his issues yesterday when he was bumped out of contention fairly early on. He has had what can only be described as an up and down season. Actually, it's been more downs than up, Efren, after a cracking year last year when the title went right to the last round at Motul Petit Le Mans and the Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta. But that's, as yet, he hasn't really fired up his 2022 season, and he's going to have to keep his head here. He does lead by half a second or so from the Nola Sport DroneWorks multicoloured car.
Yeah, it's a good battle there. There's three cars nose to tail in Pro-Am, and right to, directly ahead of him is Grant Torkey in the ACIMO Sports Car number 81. He's one of the pro contenders. There's a challenge here for Riley Dickinson coming out of the hairpin and alongside and through into third place goes the championship leader Kai Van Berlo over Trentin Estet. That happened at the Mario Andretti hairpin.
Been a quiet weekend so far by the young Dutchman who moved to the US for his education, living down in Florida now, Miami area, and managed to pick up some driving. Had done quite a bit of driving back in Europe. It's not as if he was a rookie, but that wasn't the main reason that he came to the USA. It was to go to college here, and was able to combine that with his motor racing. And my goodness, what a year he had last year. Second in the championship, challenging all the way through. One non-finish at VIR that really took him out of the championship contention. Didn't have a great weekend at the Porsche Together Festival at Indianapolis Motor Speedway either, but pushing Sebastian Priol, the eventual winner, all the way to the end of last year, and wants to go one better this year, and he started in the best possible way. So Van Berlo now up one position, 2/3, has the leaders in sight. His teammate Riley Dickinson is immediately ahead of him. The Kelly Moss car's in the white with green stripes of the livery of the children's fund.
Yeah, and look how much closer Kai Van Berlo is now to those two leaders. He's already dropped Trentin Estet by about a second on that last lap. He is now, there's a spin for Justin Oates.
Oh!
Andretti hairpin, just clips, I think. Yeah, that's Alan
Metney came through, and there was a clip there. So that's Oakes and Metney. They were second and third in Pro-Am. So that's Efren Castro now up the road. And Kurt Sweringen, who'd been in that battle as well, is going to come through into second place. Castro defending. Ooh. And it was Metney that hit the back of the number 47 of Justin Oakes as they were going in. And then not getting on the brakes, Justin, just drifting backwards, returned the favour, unintentionally, I'm sure, and caught the left rear of Alan Metney's iFly Kelly Moss race car. So that's really thrown a cat amongst the pigeons in Pro-Am. Castro's going to have a big lead from Sweringen, and I reckon that's going to put Pedro Torres up to third for ACI Motorsports in Pro-Am.
Yeah, that's another good run then for Pedro. He's putting together some good results already this season. This is his first season at this sort of level, but he's doing a good job in that ACI car, number 16. Nice and consistent lap times by our race leader, Riley Dickinson, and we've got the three cars now nose to tail in that battle for the lead. Kai Van Berle right with them. Trenton Essep, he's not too far behind, he's a second and a half back, but early stages in this race, and he knows as well as anybody that tyre degradation is going to affect everybody at some stage. And if you can just be patient at this stage, Trenton Essep, in that third position, he knows he's got a fast car, put it on the pole position yesterday for the first race, and he was quick yesterday as well. It was Trenton Essep who set the fastest lap of the race at 125.7, which, by the way, is within three-quarters of a second of the fastest race lap record for the WeatherTech series. That's how quick these cars are. He could be patient now, look after his tyres. Maybe those leaders will come back to him in the later stages of this 40-minute race.
Alan Metney is limping his iFly right motorsport car back to the pit lane with left rear damage. I think he either has wheel, tyre, suspension or all of the above damage on that car, but he is trying to get it back. Just trying to see if Justin has continued. Yes, he has, and continues in fourth position, although at a distance, about 13 seconds, about 7 seconds, excuse me, behind a third place now in Pro-Am, which is Pedro Torres. Checking the other classes, it's been a change around in Am as well. Mark Kawame no longer leads that category. That is Robert Hanley for JDX Racing by about half a second. And John gets in third as Matt Holcomb in the Mystery Machine car between himself and those two leaders.
That's exactly right, John. In fact, Rob Hanley did take the lead at the start. He's led all the way through so fast, but it's looking very good at these early stages then for JDX Racing. The team based out of Colorado, with Harrison Bricks and Jeremy Dale, the team principals there. They're running in the overall lead with Parker Thompson, trying to make it two in a row. And Rob Hanley, who had some misfortune yesterday, bouncing back nicely to lead from Mark Kawami. Not by very much. He's only about a half a second ahead of him. It's a good battle with four or five cars in there. John Goetz isn't too far behind him as well for Wright Motorsport team, car number 57.
A cracking race so far. Very evenly matched, these cars and drivers. Remember, this is only the second year of Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by visitcaymanislands.com. And we've had GT3 Cup Challenge in the past, elevated to Carrera Cup status last year. And I think it's fair to say that both Jeremy and I were a little worried. I don't mind eating a fair slice of humble pie on how well this went last year and how well it's going this year. Going to a full pro format at the front of the field, it was in some ways a little bit of a gamble for Porsche Motorsport North America, but they clearly had read the temperature of their clients very, very well. And there are enough young pro drivers with support to be able to come through and populate a class of, 14 cars this weekend in the pros.
The guy who's on the move here in these still relatively early stages in this race, we've got 24 minutes remaining, 15 minutes into the race, and it's car number 7, which is Michael McCarthy in the third of the Children's Hospital Kelly Moss cars. Car number 7, he started in sixth position, lost a couple of places at the start, but in recent laps he's overtaken both of the 311 RS Motorsports cars. Firstly, Dimitri Dimarcos pulled away quickly from him. He's also now just got a far past Lee Keane as well. So car number 7 back into sixth place, and right on the tail of TJ Fisher for Top Racing in car number 58, as this three car battle continues at the front, and maintaining pace right with them is Trenton Essep in fourth position.
Coming down towards half distance then, and a little mistake, was it there, by Parker Thompson. Drops his left rear Michelin into the dirt. The exit of turn 3 hasn't seemed to slow him down, but the top 3 very much together now as they're on lap 12. 23 and a half to go. Trenton Essep just a couple of seconds further back, not able to latch on at the moment to the battling trio at the front of the field as they go up the rear hull straight towards the corkscrew. Didn't seem to slow Parker Thompson down at all. If anything, he may have just stretched away a little bit from Riley Dickinson. Maybe Riley was distracted by the shower of sand that was thrown up from the back of the leader's car ahead of him. Van Berlo is right there. You'll notice there's slight differences if you're trackside or watching the worldwide feed between the second and third cars, the 53 and the 3. Riley Dickinson has the ready orange flashes on the front and rear spoilers underneath the bumper area. It's all green for Kai Van Berlo. And their other teammate, Michael McCarthy, well, he's got another colour on his car. I think it's blue from memory on that car.
And you're right, that little slip there for Parker Thompson cost them a couple of tenths of a second, but on the previous six laps, they were all within, a tenth of a second, the previous six laps, all within a tenth of a second each other around this 2.238-mile racetrack. So that's pretty consistent. That's exactly what Parker Thompson needs to do in this stage. Not get that car sliding too much, just try and be consistent, make sure he keeps the gaps closed and doesn't allow any room for a pass by Riley Dickinson or, right behind him, Kai Van Berlo.
Plenty of action all the way down through the field. The three-class system means you've always got somebody to battle against, either in class or on the overall. And keeping an eye on what's going on at the front of the Armfield, where the mostly white and silver.
Yeah, it's a good battle.
JDX car, yes, leading. But they're in traffic, Jeremy. That's the, in some ways, that's the good and the bad thing. They're in traffic with other people who aren't necessarily in their class. They've got the Premier Racing car right ahead of them.
What happened to Kai Van Berlo? Because he lost all of a sudden. He lost quite a bit
of
time. He lost a position on that pass.
And
he just gained it back again at Mario Andretti hairpin. But somewhere on that last lap, there was a slip of some sort for the third place car. As I say, he's regained it again now. But he's quite a long way behind the front two all of a sudden.
Yeah, car looks a bit dusty on the right rear, so maybe just pushing a little bit too hard or trying to get close to Riley Dickinson. And these cars do have aero on the front. Matt Holcomb just going a little bit wide into the Andretti hairpin. He's in the blue and green Mystery Machine coloured car. Because that only works if you know all about Scooby-Doo. We need more Hanna-Barbera liveried cars in all forms of racing, I think. It's the 55 car that I'm talking about. Matt is fifth in Pro-Am, 20th overall, and he's got a grandstand view of that great battle that's going on between Robert Hanley, who leads the Am class, and Mark Kawame for MDK Motorsport is second. So 4-43, first and second in Am. Then that 55 Pro-Am machine basically having a good look at what's going on. He's got John Getz behind him in the 57. That's the purple and silver car. That's another Wright Motorsport machine. And that is the third car in that Am battle. In fact, John's put the fastest lap in the Am category with a 1:28.7. He'll be delighted with that. Just following.
Yeah, he's done well. He's had a good season as John Getz. He's been competitive at all the races. Had a little bit of bad luck in one or two of them, but he's very much in the thick of that championship battle in Am. Mark Kawami leads it. He's won four of the five races, but he's still only 22 points ahead of John Getz in second position. Bill Smith is only 5 points behind him in third in the points table. So, this is certainly a good run for Rob Hanley. He's had all sorts of bad luck this season, but he has had three podium finishes, and he's continuing to lead in that Am class now, just about from Rob Hanley in second place. And you say John Getz in third with Matt Holcomb in the Pro-Am car in between that little battle. Kai Van Berlo lost more time on that last lap compared to the top two, but so did Trent and Estep. I'm wondering what happened between those two.
Yeah, Trenton with a better lap last time around. Kai Van Berlo has got the fastest lap in his class. Just let's round up a couple of stories. Hutton McKenna didn't start today. The number 88 Wright Motorsport car, the white, yellow and red machine. Alan Metney has pitted after that incident earlier on with Justin Oakes when they came together at the Andretti hairpin. The Nola Sport driver continued in the number 47 car and sits in fourth position, but hasn't, in Pro-Am, hasn't really closed down that much on Pedro Toros, who is in third. Battle for fifth position has TJ Fisher with Michael McCarthy right in his wheel tracks at the moment as they go through turn four and head towards turn five. Lee Keane, car was a little bit low in post-race tech yesterday, which lost him his result. And he's in seventh today in that number 12 car. That's the bright red 311 RS machine. Now, problem for Robert Hanley is that right ahead of him, as Jeremy mentioned earlier on, is the Premier Racing car. That's not in his class. But I do think it's just distracting him a tiny little bit there. And could just be that Adam Adelson from Las Vegas, well, he's actually just broken away, so maybe that's the best thing that could happen. If Adam gets a couple of good laps in and pulls away, but it is backing up these cars behind him. John Gett's not able to capitalise and get by Matt Holcomb, but he's right there as well. So out of those five cars, we have second in line the leader in Am, third in line the second place car in Am, and fifth in line the third place car in Am. And now at the tight left hander at the end of the lap, it looked to me as though Robert Hanley was held up a little bit there, and he didn't get off the corner as well as he was expecting. Had to lift off, got a little too close to Adam Adelson, and that was an opportunity there for Mark Kouwami, MDK Racing. He's Mark's racing team.
Yeah, Adelson seems to struggle a little bit there under braking for the Mario Andretti hairpin, and that enables Robert Hanley to close right in. But then Adelson, he's just making sure he gets a good launch off the corner, so he then pulls away a little bit when they get onto the next straight, and then around turn three, that car is working well. But this is certainly a great battle between this train of cars battling for what is 17th position overall.
At the front of the field, it's still only half a second, and Van Berlo's close back in 2.6 seconds, so he is coming down just a little bit. And with still 15 minutes to go, there's plenty of time for the young Dutchman who leads the championship to get back on terms with the leader, especially if they start having a fight. And there's fights going on behind Trentin Estep at the moment, and that is for fifth position. TJ Fisher defending in the top racing car, the silver car with the red front and the blue hindquarters. Michael McCarthy in the Kelly Moss car with the pink accoutrement. It's not blue, I don't know where I got that from. He is in the number 7 car, and sitting in behind Fisher, Lee Keane's right there in the mostly red. Actually, he is still there as the leaders go past traffic. Didn't get in the way as they came down the hill. And here comes Kai Van Berlo, down to just over 2 seconds away. Barely, in fact, not even a car's length between the first two as they come to the line now, Jeremy, with 14 minutes exactly on the clock.
Yeah, they are so closely matched, these two, aren't they? And Parker Thompson, he's just driving as fast as he thinks he needs to make sure there's no raid room passed for Riley Dickinson. And Dickinson gets alongside him going through the Marandretti hairpin, but he knows that Parker Thompson has the preferred line coming on the exit, and then Parker defends that inside line going to turn three. So Dickinson's car is working really, really well at these stages, and he's going to try his hardest to find a way past that JDX car ahead of him, car number 9, the Canadian Parker Thompson.
This is music to the ears for the chasing driver, Kai van Berlo. Jeremy was spot on. There was some kind of incident between van Berlo and Estep. It's been looked at by race control. We'll keep you informed of what is going on there, as race control have far more opportunities and looks at it than we will have. Side by side for that fifth position, Michael McCarthy goes from attack to defence because he loses a position to Lee Keane, and he says thanks very much, moves up into sixth behind TJ Fisher. It was McCarthy and Fisher side by side through turn five, killed their momentum. There's going to be a touch at the top of the hill, surely. No, somehow it is avoided by TJ and Lee Keane. But these three battling for 5th, 6th and 7th. No quarter asked or given. Great opportunist manoeuvre, as you'd expect from the highly experienced 311 RS driver in the bright red number 12, Lee Keane.
Yeah, really good driving there by both of those two. TJ Fisher, he's clearly struggling compared to the four cars ahead of him. He's losing a second per lap to the leaders. Meanwhile, Parker Thompson's last lap was 127.9. We talked about him a little while ago. He was turning consistent laps around 26.6. Then it was 27.0. Now it's high 27s for Parker Thompson. Ryan Dickinson is, he's stuck behind him, so he can't find a way past. But Kai van Berlo, he's a little bit faster on the last lap, a half a second faster on that last lap for the third placed car.
Keep my eye on the race control. I'm at ears on the race control channel to see if there's anything comes out from that review. By the way, earlier on we had that incident between Alan Metney and Justin Oakes. Alan Metney was assessed for avoidable contact there, and had he continued, he would have had to serve a drive-through. Now you might ask, why has race control done that when the car is sitting in the pit lane not going anywhere? That is their way of, and I think rightly, sending a message to that driver and indeed to the whole field, Jeremy, that whilst we're not suggesting that Alan did that on purpose, it's not acceptable. It would have been called, in fact was called, a penalty, and the fact that Alan's car is in the pits not going anywhere doesn't make any difference. It's still got to be called.
Yeah, indeed, and you're right, they're sending the message there. It will not be tolerated driving like that, and that is why that penalty has been called. As you say, no effect on this race, but it lays down a marker for next time out. Now there's traffic here for the race leaders. This is a critical time for Parker Thompson and indeed possibly for Riley Dickinson and Kai van Berlo behind him.
So they're coming through the traffic. Van Berlo now, as Jeremy says, right back to them. It's been a good few laps for the Dutchman since that incident with Estep, and still waiting to find out if that draws a penalty for either of them. Someone's pulled up right in front of the leaners. That's Cironi, Marco Cironi, the Mark Motors driver in the number 84, as the leaders stream past one of the back markers into the corkscrew. Van Berlo must think he's got an opportunity here with just under 10 minutes, just under 10 minutes to go. We're talking about 6 or 7 laps here as Marco Cironi goes from one side of turn 6 to the other, but does get it pointing in the right direction. That was right in front of the leaders, dust and dirt everywhere. But Thompson, Dickinson and Van Berlo in that order did get through that area. Wow, this is action-packed again, Jeremy. And this is another good drive from Van Berlo. He's clearly got pace in that car today. Pace that, frankly, Jeremy, the young Dutchman didn't have yesterday. Come back to that thought in a moment, because we've had a change of position for fifth. TJ Fisher has been off the road, and that is going to let Lee Keane and Michael McCarthy go through. In fact, Lee was already through, and TJ was ushered off the road there at turn 10 by number 7. That's Michael McCarthy. Forceful driving there. Dimi DeMarcos has gone through, as well as, who was that behind? Was that the top racing car, the number 77 of Travis Wiley? Yes, it was, behind them.
Yeah, they'd all closed up there, that little group, with DeMarcos and Wiley as well. But Wiley had been moving up quite nicely in that car, number 77. He'd made a couple of positions, and he's right with that battle now, staying right with Dimitri DeMarcos. It's a youngster from Texas in car number 77, just 18 years of age. He is the youngest driver in the pro category from Austin, Texas. He's done some spec Miata before, some karting, but that's about it. So wow. Given his relative lack of experience, Travis Wiley in that kind of a 77 for Top Racing, once again doing a nice job.
Well, he's doing an extraordinary job. That it's a big jump from any of those forms of racing into 500 plus horsepower with these purpose built race cars. These cars, remember, did not start as street cars and get converted. These are motorsport shells that are taken, the shells are taken, they don't get to the line. They have some of the components fitted, but then they are taken off the line and sent to the motorsport division to be finished at Vysac. And they have been very busy doing that, because they've turned out a lot of these in the last 18 months, getting on for 2 years now. This is the second year of the championship. Five championships got them last year in the inaugural year of the 992 GT3 Cup Car. More coming online this year, and more than 30 here in the States. Wow. We had 20 last year. Jeremy.
And here's a change as they come out of the hairpin. Adelson still leads this group, but ahead of Adelson is Robert Hanley, who found his way past on that last lap, and he's already beginning to stretch his lead now over Adelson, and more particularly Mark Kouame, who tries to go around the outside of Adelson at the Marandretti hairpin. That's a bold move from Mark Kouame. It looks like he's going to pull it off.
He's done it.
Brilliant move by Mark Kouame, the team principal at MTK Motorsports there, the AM Championship leader, pole sitter, but he can see ahead of him now. Already made his escape by about 15, 20 car lengths is Robert Hanley, but now Adelson fights back into turn four. Great stuff between these two.
Well, this is big news at the front of the field. A drive-through penalty for Michael McCarthy, for Kelly Moss Racing, for just ushering off the number 58 of TJ Fisher. That was incident responsibility, and therefore he'll have to come through. That means he's going to have to give up that sixth position that he's fought so hard for. It was, as we said at the time, fairly robust driving from Michael McCarthy, involved in that incident yesterday with Efren Castro when he was in the door of Efren and kept his foot in. And he's been called for it in this race. So McCarthy will drop out of that battle, and everyone behind moves up one. In Pro-Am, we haven't talked about it for a while. Efren Castro still leads by a couple of seconds from Kurt Swearingen in second. Pedro Torres still in third position for ACI Motorsports. And Justin Oakes, after being spun around by Metney earlier on in the race, is still in fourth position. Recovering there, getting that car, Nola Sport Drone Works car, pointing in the right direction, trying to close down on Torres, not doing that to any great extent at the moment.
Now just 5 minutes remaining in this 40-minute race, John, and that battle at the front is still going on, as the battle further down the field as well. This has been a tremendously exciting race, and Efren Castro isn't too far ahead of Kurt Swearingen.
Nope.
In the that's the battle now for the lead in Pro-Am, of course.
Into the pits for Michael McCarthy to serve his drive-through for that avoidable contact incident responsibility with TJ Fisher. At the front of the field, Parker Thompson for JDX Racing in the Shell top-up car. Still leads. McCarthy off the pit lane speed limiter and down towards the inside line. The pit lane speed limit has ended, but you can't just rejoin the track there at one of the fastest parts. You've got to go around on an inside line of the Andretti hairpin, and he drops back in where I reckon he's lost a handful of places there, hasn't he? He's dropped in just in front of that battle with Rob Hanley and Mark Kouame, actually. And that's dropped him down to well, 11th position, possibly 12th. Depends where Michael McCann is in the number 8. I think he's behind Michael McCann. Yes, he is. So he's dropped down to 12th position in class. He was 6th. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go. So that's a couple of laps after the end of this one. And we're still looking at a great run at the front of the field from Parker Thompson in Am, Robert Hanley and Mark Kwame. Just split up a little bit now. A couple of seconds between those two. The white and grey car is the leader in class. Then Mark Kwame. Then Matt Holcomb is the Pro-Am fifth place car, the number 55. And John Getz has just dropped away a little bit from that battle.
Yeah, only because he's got Adam Adelson, I think, between them and holding up. Perhaps John Getz at this stage, because Adelson, I think, is struggling now with that number 24 Premier Racing car and slipping back. He's lost a couple of positions, but meanwhile out front, Parker Thompson, it's a bit slightly larger lead, and it has been for most of the race. It's got to be 8 or 9 car lengths now over the second place car of Riley Dickinson, with a similar margin back to Kai Van Berlo in third. And the lap times for Parker Thompson, again, consistent. The last couple within a couple of thousandths of a second. Going to come across the line now. It's a 127.974. So another couple of, another tenth or two away from what he had been doing in the previous lap. But he could do sort of high 27s, maybe even low 28s at the moment, compared to the 1 minute 26 is earlier on in this race, the fastest lap of the race that has been set, and that is worth a championship point.
Yep.
Was a 125.9 very early on by Kai Van Berlo.
Quick shout out to Tom Collingwood in the BGB number 69, as the leaders were coming out of the corkscrew last time around. He pulled all the way over to the left-hand side and did everything bar stop to let them through. Did it safely, though, and let all three of them through as well. Heads-up driving by the BGB Motorsports driver. It's Kyle Washington who will be the next to go a lap down in the GMG number 32. That one you can't miss. It's half blue, half yellow. And the three leaders will have this lap and one more. They'll see the white flag next time by.
Yeah, and just looking back, not too far back down the road, is Efrey Castro still leads in Pro-Am in 11th position overall in car number 65. But right with him now is Kurt Swearingen. And also right with Kurt Swearingen in car number 17 are Michael McCann in car number 8 and Michael McCarthy, who is trying to fight his way back after that pit stop. Was that the white flag there for Parker Thompson? Yes, it was. So 27 correct. Laps down, just one to go, and he leads now on this lap as he crosses the start finish line by a second, almost a second. That's the biggest margin he's had it all the way through this race.
Yeah, Michael McCarthy, after that drive through, as Jeremy said, fighting his way back. He did drop down to 12th behind Michael McCann, as I thought at the time. He's trying desperately to get some extra points for himself and for Kelly Moss Roden Race. The three leaders then on their final run around the 2.25 miles. They've already eaten up about a mile of it as they're starting to climb the hill, and they are still separated by round about a second and a half, and a second of that is between Parker Thompson and Riley Dickinson. Not the worst result for Kai Van Berlo. It's good championship points for the man who came into this weekend leading the championship. The young Dutchman will take the points that were available. It didn't look great yesterday for him, and the number 3 Kelly Moss car just didn't seem to have the pace. Well, whatever they've done overnight has changed that. Traffic ahead of the leader now with two corners to go. Kyle Washington in the blue and yellow GMG Porsche at turn 11 has the lead 3 behind him. There's a whole gaggle of cars. Don't think they're going to come into play. To the left-hand side of the row, it's a perfect double for Parker Thompson and JTX Racing. They take 2 from 2 here on the Monterey Peninsula. Riley Dickinson in second brings a 2-3 home for Kelly Moss Roden Race, with Trent Nesteb just off the podium for MDK Motorsport in fourth. Lee Keane will be fifth, heading up a 3.11 RS finish in 5th and 6th with his teammate Dimitri Dimakos in 6th. In Pro-Am, here comes Efren Castro. Not the race he wanted yesterday, but will this kickstart his season as he comes home to take the Pro-Am category at 11th overall? 0.75 seconds between him and Kurt Swearingen for ACI Motorsports, the number 17, and Pedro Torres will come home in third. In Am, It's not over yet for Robert Handley, coming down the hill out of the corkscrew. Two corners to go, and Mark Kawami is right there. Two, maybe two and a half Porsche's length between them. Down to the final opportunity, the final braking area. Kawami shows his nose. Can't get it done, but he did make the leader defend a little bit, and then he could get the power on. So Kawami will come through in second. It will be Robert Handley for JDX who takes the AM category from Kawami in second, and it'll be John Getz who comes through in third for the AM category. And at the front of the field, good points this weekend for Parker Thompson. Two race victories. That's superb for him and for JDX Racing for the championship, Jeremy.
Yes, indeed it is. And now that gap between first and second in the championship down to 21 points unofficially. Kai Van Berlo ahead of Parker Thompson. A great weekend sweep for JDX Racing and Parker Thompson. So still only two teams have won in the Porsche Carrera Cup North America, but they are battling it out between them right now. JDX Racing and Kelly Moss have second and third today. Trenton Essep has to settle for fourth, but that was a really exciting race. Once again, a brilliantly judged victory by the Canadian Parker Thompson.
Not so bad today for Kai Van Berlo. The Dutchman retains his championship lead. Six races down. Two crackers here on the West Coast in nigh on perfect racing conditions. But once again, Parker Thompson, the Canadian, is victorious for JDX Racing. Congratulations to Efren Castro, who gets his first win on the season for the 65 car in AM. And Robert Handley, who comes home at the head of the AM category. Castro and Pro-AM, AM for Handley. We'll be back for the next one. Thanks to Jeremy Shaw. Bye-bye now.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.